During a COVID-19 update Sunday afternoon, Governor Greg Abbott stressed that people should stay home unless they have a specific need to get out. Last week, Abbott issued an executive order that closed bars, dine-in restaurants, and gyms, and he limited gatherings to fewer than 10 people. Yesterday, he did give Texans one reason to venture out.
We strongly urge you to patronize your local restaurants through takeout or through delivery or whatever source you can, so that we can continue that as a very important food supply source.
While grocery stores have been struggling to keep up with demand, many other businesses, including restaurants, report their sales declined between 20 and 50% last week. The Abilene Chamber of Commerce sent a survey last week to its 1,365 local small business members, asking how COVID-19 is affecting them. Chamber President and CEO Doug Peters says the entrepreneurial spirit is serving small business owners well during this difficult time, but he says it's already hard on them.
I can't think of anybody who's immune to what's going on, and that's why we as a community have to do everything we can within reason and with the proper precautions to help keep our business community afloat.
Governor Abbott has taken steps aimed at supporting local businesses. On Friday, Abbott announced the U.S. Small Business Administration had approved his economic injury disaster declaration for Texas. Doug Peters says that's very good news.
Access to the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Fund through the U.S. SBA is the single most relevant and important tool available to businesses right now.
Texas's small businesses can now apply for loans of up to $2 million at an interest rate of 3.75%. Peter says he recommends all of his members fill out the brief application to at least get in line. The loans can be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that can't be paid because of the disaster's impact. Long-term repayments can be made for a maximum of 30 years. For KECU, I'm Heather Claiborne.